Welcome, one and all, to this May 2019 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. Today, as it turns out, in the United States, is a holiday called Memorial Day. So I have this suspicion we're not going to have a large crowd here who have gathered together on our support group meeting this month. As is the tradition at Parkinson's Recovery, I want to provide and offer a preview of the activities that we have sponsored over the previous month first, before I connect in with those of you who've called in. So first of all, I want everybody to know that on the membership websites for meditations, I've got both on the long meditation website and also on the short meditation websites, the ones that are only 3 or 4 minutes long, daily posted. The weekly meditation that lasts about 30 minutes is only posted on Monday during the week. It's really all about releasing stress. I know that's an issue for all of us, so be sure to catch that. And I'm sure most of you are aware, I post the meditations for a couple of weeks and then they go down and we have new meditations. And so the idea is you are refreshed with these meditations each and every day and each and every week. There's a second posting that I really do want everyone to connect in with on the membership page. It's on the Rock Solid Walking member page. Now remember, when you look at the member pages on the right column or on your phones, it may be at the bottom, there are all these little icons of all of the pages that we sponsor, and one of them is called Rock Solid Walking. I have there a posting of a radio show interview that I did with Chris Bliss. Now, he is a comedian, he is an actor, and he is, of all things, a juggler. Chris Bliss was the warm-up act for Michael Jackson when he toured the world with these huge stadium-filled audiences. And what Chris did was he did his juggling act. So the purpose of my interview with Chris was not to talk about Parkinson's symptoms, since he didn't have those challenges, but rather to ask him, how in the world do you maintain such an incredible sense of grounding, presence, and balance? So if you look, and the other kind of a recommendation I have for each of you is the following. On that page where you can listen to my interview with Chris Bliss, scroll down at the bottom, I have a link to the YouTube video that is a little 4.5 minute video clip of Chris doing a juggling act to music that you will astound you, absolutely astound you. I have watched that video, I was counting before I started our gathering today, I think 20 different times, and it has been a treasure and a joy to watch this each and every time that I see that particular juggling act. He is really and absolutely remarkable. The music is the Beatles music. And so please, if anything, particularly on this holiday, for those of you in the United States, go to that page and take about 5 minutes out of your day to watch that juggling act. And then if you're so moved and motivated, listen to my interview with Chris. He really is an amazing individual. What else has happened here at Parkinson's Recovery this last month? I sponsored and hosted an interview with folk medicine Barbara Frank. Barbara has such interesting perspectives and ideas about what really causes illnesses and diseases. It's really worth listening. She has, I think, unique insights about the impact that parasites have on our health and wellness. Barbara argues that one of the reasons why people get so sick and one of the reasons people do not get well is because of parasites. Now, when I use that word, it's really difficult to grab a hold of what the meaning of parasites is because they're so small we really can't even see them. But they're billions and billions of them. They are in our body. They are on our body. The problem is that they multiply so aggressively that they can create awful problems. So check out the interview with Barbara Frank. She has some very practical suggestions on foods, how you prepare foods. For example, she explains that there are parasites on a lot of foods, and so it's good to be able to clear and clean those out. And you don't do it just with rinsing them with water. Barbara Frank also has influenced my own life in that, because I interviewed her a number of years ago, she explained that mold is a factor that contributes to dehydration and also to neurological challenges. So I have worked with Barbara personally to help my daughter, who has had some serious dehydration problems and other issues, and that's been really very, very useful. So if you think and know that you've always been dehydrated, well, I think it'd be worth your while to listen to my interview with Barbara Frank. Of course, that's posted on the radio show page. Now, also this month, of course, was the month where you could submit your voice print for a free analysis from Bioacoustics. I think about 50 of you wound up doing that. Congratulations. And receiving back the analysis or the report on your voice print. I did the very same. I wanted to know exactly what this was all about. And I can report to you that when I got my report back, I think the word is overwhelmed. It was like, whoa, this is a lot for me to digest. And so what they made clear when I subsequently discussed this with Sherry Edwards is, make a follow-up appointment. If you received your report and you thought to yourself, I can't make heads or tails out of this, so forget it. Well, don't do that. Make an appointment to get your free 15-minute analysis so that what they can do is they can highlight, here's what you'll really need to look out. Here's what you really need to do. In other words, they sort through the complexity of what's happening, and they can look and really make a suggestion or two that I think you'll find will be really useful. And, of course, the point here is, if I could stress, it doesn't cost anything. Sherry really wanted to get a lot of voice prints from people with Parkinson's. She wanted to better understand what was really going on. Now, subsequently, I've interviewed Sherry. She's previewed a lot of the results of these voice previews, voice prints, and I'm going to be then re-listening to that discussion, and then I'm beginning to write then some of what she's discovered. It really is amazing work for her to be able to figure out what is really the source of some of the symptoms that people experience. So, the next question is, oh, and I also have received the question just yesterday. I know some of you are asking, well, can I still get my free voice print? And I actually don't know the answer to that. When I asked Sherry that question several weeks ago, it wasn't clear. She didn't give a clear yes or a clear no. So I would say if the page is still up to submit the free voice print, well, go ahead and submit one. And I think you might be surprised that they would go ahead and provide that service. Now, what's the next step for those of you that have your analysis and you're wondering, well, how can I get some treatment? Well, you can, if you want, follow up with a bioacoustic practitioner, and they can actually prepare a voice box with the sounds that will be the healing sounds your body needs to come back into balance. So that could be, if you want to pursue that, that could be the next therapy that you could actually pursue. So given the analysis that they've actually generated, they know what frequencies your body needs to receive, and they can provide the sounds, the tones that your body needs to receive. It's just like getting medicine, except it's in the form of sounds, not pills, not supplements. And of course, what you can also get out of the analysis is, what music should you be listening to? That sounds as well. And perhaps what nutrients or vitamins should you be taking to overcome some deficiencies that they found. Now, next, I really just got a general question, and that general question is, okay, I'm at the point where I'm making decisions on what classes I should be teaching this summertime. I'm about to conclude my spring classes. And so if you have a preference, if you have wanted to take a class and haven't been able to or haven't been available to take it, let me know what you're interested in. Is it to shut down anxiety? Do you want to learn 14 small steps so you can take a giant leap in your recovery? Do you want to be able to tame your tremors? Are you interested in stretching out the medications that you take? Do you want to be able to determine the cause of your symptoms and then have a program of recovery that addresses those causes? That's the Jumpstart to Recovery class. So if there's, I know many of you have, or some of you at any rate, have taken some or several of those classes. But if there's some that you want me to offer, I need to know, because I'm making decisions now on which ones would be most beneficial for people to hear. So
that's pretty much the update. The big news was we spent quite a bit of time this past month on getting the voice profile submitted, figuring out how to do it, understanding what the analysis was, and I actually have done a voice profile for my daughter. She's receiving a voice box with the sounds that her body needs. We'll be getting that sometime next week, so I'll be able to give you an updated report on the extent to which that has been useful and helpful to her. So I want to also be sure to remind everybody who's connected in, and I know a number of you are connected to your computers. You can write in the chat room. So if you have topics that you'd like for us to discuss, questions to ask, this is a great way to do it. If you're not calling in, so I can't talk with you personally, we can always have a chat room interface. So you write, I write, and we can exchange our thoughts. There's also a Q&A field. You can type in either one of those, and I'll be able to see them as our support group gathering unfolds. Now, we have some individuals who have called in, and what I want to do is open up the line to them, as is the custom in our support group. And for those of you who are new, remember the idea here is it's just as if we are all together physically in the same space. Of course, people come from many different states and countries, so we can't physically do that. But it's as if we are all together, and we are just checking in with each person to find out what's up, what are you doing, what kind of topics do you want to discuss, or what kind of suggestions do you have to offer for others today? Let me first open up the line to Bill and say, hello, how are you?
Hey, Robin, how are you?
Well, doing all right, thank you. And the question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I somehow managed to get a case of the flu in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it's the first time I've had something like that with Parkinson's, so that was kind of a pain.
Oh, no.
You know, you kind of forget, you know, the Parkinson's stuff doesn't go away. You just get the flu symptoms on top of it. So it's kind of, you know, that body ache thing just gets worse and stuff like that. But other than that, I'm doing all right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I had an interesting suggestion that I heard about those kinds of symptoms, and it was colloidal silver. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, yes, but I've never used it.
I've been using it for my daughter, and it has helped. And apparently, as I was reading the instructions, Bill, it said if you're feeling, you know, like you have the flu, it's a good thing to take, because I guess it somehow addresses that sort of issue. Barbara Frank, I think, discusses that in that folk medicine interview that I did with her last week. So
if it
persists, you know, the flu is something that you just kind of stick with and the body's going to heal it eventually. I just grin and bear it usually. But for actual treatments that apparently are helpful, the one that I've heard about for the flu, and it's really one of the few I've ever heard about, is this colloidal silver.
Okay. Well, hopefully I won't get it again, but if I do, I'll keep that in mind.
Sure. No, exactly. And what you can also think to yourself is, well, I've been immunized. So, although it was pretty horrible to have to go through it, now you're not going to get it again because your body is able to defend itself against it.
Yeah, I've never gotten a flu shot, but I've kind of changed my mind that, you know, when it rolls around next year, maybe I'll consider it a little better.
Yeah. Well, ask your body if your body wants it. Do a little muscle testing. Your body will tell you if that's what's going to be important to do next season. Well, it sounds like it's run its course, though, and you're better now.
Yeah, it's fine. I just, you know, you forget that the Parkinson's stuff just is always there, and anything else you develop is just on top of it. It doesn't replace.
Right. Exactly. Well, at least you have some understanding of what's really going on and can just bear it in it, so to speak.
But otherwise, things are okay.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for being here today. It's always so wonderful. I think when we're about to connect into the support group gathering, I always think, oh, I think Bill will be there. So it's always wonderful to hear your voice.
Yeah, I try. I mean, I'm just a few here and there, but I try and be as loyal as I can because you do such a responsible and good job. It deserves everyone's support.
Well, thank you for being there, not only for me, but for everyone else. So. So let me now open up the line to the next person here in the phone queue, and that's Bob from California. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, so what's up with you?
Well, nothing really going on, or not much. I have an appointment on Tuesday tomorrow with Sherry Edwards for her 15-minute free thing that she provided. So I'll
good.
Talk to her and see what information I can get. And, well, I'm trying to just get a handle on this Parkinson's stuff. I don't have the usual symptoms. I have problems with my legs being just aching all the time and lack of endurance. And, you know, like after I exercise, it takes me forever to recover, and my legs hurt for days on end. And I'm going to see if she has any information about that and I can get some relief from that.
Oh, yeah, those are wonderful questions to ask her to find out what's going on. So you had problems after you exercise with fatigue and aching in your legs?
Yeah, and it's not just after I exercise, but even like at night, wakes me up in the middle of the night and I have trouble sleeping because of the aching in my legs and my hips. I haven't found anybody that has Parkinson's with this set of symptoms that I have. So I don't know, it's frustrating a little bit.
Oh, to be sure. So, but you do exercise regularly?
Yeah, I do some, I've done yoga for over 20 years. I don't do as much as I used to, and I go to a rock steady boxing class two or three times a week.
Aha. Well, Bob, you're going to get some wonderful insights from Sherry Edwards. The thought I've got for you to chase after is that with exercise produces lactic acid.
Uh-huh.
Lactic acid produces glucose that is used as fuel for the brain. And that can cause, particularly with some aggressive exercise regimens, fatigue. So the resource I wanted to suggest that you listen to is an interview with Bill Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. Bill has Parkinson's symptoms, and he was one of the first people to point out that challenge to me. And Bill explained that when he would exercise, he would get tired, and that he was pretty much tired all the time. And he figured out that the reason was that while the exercise was very beneficial, it was producing lactic acid. And what happened was the brain was then being fueled by glucose rather than by ketones. So Bill has a great discussion about the value of ketones and how they can be so beneficial in terms of upping your energy level and creating some energetic infusion to the mitochondria. Now, the interview with Bill Curtis was about a year and a half ago. So if you go on to the radio show page, on the membership radio show page, and if you just go down the category that says ketones, K-E-T-O-N-E-S, his interview should pop up. And you can also go on YouTube. Bill has three or four different fascinating videos on YouTube where he discusses the challenges that he has had, and the solution that he has derived has been ketones, and sort of a combination of some light fasting overnight and a coffee cocktail and taking the ketone esters on occasion. But check that out. I wasn't aware that the lactic acid could create those kinds of problems, and you might find that interesting since you found that experience as well.
Okay. Well, where you said the membership website? Or the...
Yes. Okay, so you're a Parkinson's Recovery member, right?
Yes.
And you've got access to all the pages of the member website. And so you get on to the member websites, and over on the right column are all the listings of all of the pages. We've got 12 different member pages, and one of them is the radio show interviews. So that's the page that you need to click on. So when you go to the support group page to get the link for this particular gathering, that support group page is one of the 12 pages. So just, if you haven't done it already, look down the right-hand column of the page, and you'll see all of the other websites that I update every day or every week for members.
Okay.
So be sure to take advantage of that. That's where the resource is of the interview with Chris Bliss. That's where the page is located that has the link to his YouTube video on juggling, which is absolutely, it will make your day, I'm telling you right now.
How do you spell and his last name?
B-L-I-S-S, Bliss, B-L-I-S-S.
B-L-I-S-S.
And it's right on the member page, on the Rock Solid Walking page. So you'll be able to see it right there. And then,
okay,
again, there are the meditations. I mean, it's one of the support services that I make available to all the members. Is the idea is you can go on to the member website pages, and you can get an infusion of positive energy, especially when you're feeling a little bit discouraged. So there are all sorts of support services there. There's a quote, an inspirational quote. There's a joke so you can laugh and make dopamine. There's a mind challenge. There's something I call mind work that you can create new neural networks. There's updates from Robert. So I be sure to put there on that page whatever is happening in Parkinson's Recovery you need to know about. So all the information about the free ability to get these free analyses of voice prints and whatever's happening is updated there. So be sure to go on to the member website, and at least for this week, be sure to access the Rock Solid Walking page and get Chris Bliss's wonderful, if you don't listen to the interview that I had with him, at least watch the juggling video. Again, it's a winner. And then, you know, check out the meditations, and then in the radio show page for you, I'm suggesting Bill Curtis. He's really an amazing individual. He's found incredible ways to address all of his Parkinson's symptoms. So he's a wonderful resource for everyone.
Yeah, I'll have to check out his information.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for letting us know what's up, and we look forward to finding what might have been the recommendations from Sherry Edwards.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And now let me open up the line to Barbara from Florida. Barbara, are you there? Barbara from Florida. Hi there.
I'm here.
So what's up with,
hi.
Hi there. Hi. So what's up with you?
Same business.
right.
Same stuff.
So any questions, any updates you want to offer, or is it just to say
well,
hi?
Well, I did want to say, Robert, that my Parkinson's, or I don't even believe I have Parkinson's. I think I have chronic inflammatory response syndrome because I had mold in my house, and that's what gave me the symptoms. And so I'm not sure if I had Parkinson's or not. I have Parkinson's symptoms. And the first thing I would do if I had symptoms in my legs, because that's where the mind started, is check your house for mold really well.
I hope you heard that, Bob. Mold is what Barbara recommends. So check your house. And Barbara, you had to move out of your house, I think. The mold was so bad.
I had to move, yes, because there are particular molds that do cause Parkinson's. And I had that particular mold in my house. I can't remember the name of it, but I'll tell you, Robert. I'll look it up and tell it to you when we're off the air. And that's how I got my Parkinson's. And they checked. Yeah. I went to a doctor who checked my body. You know, they checked my urine and blood. And I had mold in my body, and she said, get out of your house right away. I got right out and then found somebody that tested the house, and sure enough, there was a lot of mold in my house. I didn't know it, didn't smell it, couldn't see it, you know. So.
But it was there. Wow.
It was there, and it made me paralyzed. That's what it did eventually.
And when you left and went somewhere else, did the symptoms get better, Barbara?
Yes. Yeah, I walk and, you know, everything, thank God.
What a story. Now, have you moved back into the house yet, or are you, have you,
no,
you given it
up? No, the insurance fixed it, and they told me that it was fixed, but I could never walk in it again. I don't, you know, they said it was fixed, but for me it wasn't, because there must have been small amounts of the mold. I'm allergic to mold, and 25% of the population will be allergic to mold, and they can get Parkinson's symptoms. So that's how I found out.
What a story you have for everyone, Barbara. My goodness. It's almost as if a recommendation that everybody ought to check their health for mold.
The first thing I would do is, if I got symptoms like that, would be to check the house for mold. There's companies that are very well recommended. You take dust from your house and send it to them, and they find the particles. And I mean, there's lots of ways that you can, you know, test it.
Right. And for that recommendation, Barbara, everybody gives a hearty thank you very much. And I'm sure everybody now is going to be calling to check the mold in their house, because obviously,
yeah,
it has a profound impact on these Parkinson's symptoms. So.
My immunologist that found it said that 80% of her people tested positive.
My goodness.
And then they found mold in their house.
Oh, that's incredible. But we know a lot of the Parkinson's symptoms are due to the Lyme disease infection. It sounds like it's very probable that mold could be even a larger influence than even the Lyme infection.
Excuse me, I'm having trouble hearing. My phone is really bad.
Oh, Barbara, I was just saying, this sounds like this is a significant challenge for people that they weren't aware of, and probably more significant than other factors like Lyme infection.
Right. And it's very, what the mold specialists do is try to get the mold out of your body, but
yeah. Not
that easy. But anyway, the second thing I was going to tell you, because you had a thing on the email that you sent us. Thiamine did work for me at first when Dr. Constantini was alive. Was well. He's alive, but he's sick and he can't respond anymore. He used to respond personally to me and help me figure out my dose, and then it worked for me. And then now he's very sick and he can't work with us, and I can't find the right dose.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't know that he had gotten sick, Barbara. That's very sad news. So you were doing the therapy. You were working with him. You were getting the right dose. But now that you're no longer able to work with him, you can't find the right dose.
I can't. And it went off. And it's very common that the dose changes.
Yeah.
And Dr. Constantini used to help me find the right dose.
Oh, that's very sad to hear. Oh, well, maybe I can do a little investigation and see if there are any of his colleagues that might be available to be a backup support. Did they give any other references that you could contact to help you with that?
No, but there's some websites that can help you. But still, you know, I just can't. My doctor's trying to help me find the right dose, and we just can't.
Oh, my.
I haven't yet.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much, because she's responding to everybody listening to a question that a member sent in earlier that they wanted me to ask everybody else, and that was, does anybody have any experience with thiamine therapy, which is Dr. Costanini's therapy? So Barbara has just given us an update and a marvelous summary of her experience. So Barbara, thanks so much. and the person asking the question, and on her behalf, I'll say thank you, too, from her.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye. I'll listen.
Yeah, thank you so much. So now, let me open up the line, and we've got a line here from Char from Colorado. Hello, are you there? Hester?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh,
hi there.
Hi. I was just typing in my question, but I can ask you directly.
Oh, you got them in the chat room. No, you sent them in the Q&A field. So you were typing some questions in?
I was, but I can just give them now, if that's all right.
Oh, sure, of course. Yes, shoot.
So the other day, last week, a friend of mine who works with a doctor in Longmont, Colorado, named Dr. I think his name is Shan Hager, H-A-G-E-R, if my memory is correct. And I asked the question because it was on Parkinson's versus Parkinsonian symptoms. And it was very interesting. And he talked about having to know what the origin of the of whichever it was, having to know what the origin was, whether it's one or the other. And then I asked him about detoxing. And he said, I asked him specifically about EBTA, which I would like to be doing, and EBTA possibly with glutathione, such as suppositories, EBTA suppositories, if possible with glutathione. He said it was a very gentle way of detoxing and effective. And he said that whatever means of detoxing, you know, for the brain that one does, it's necessary to be sure that you bind everything correctly. Well, I knew that, but there are so many different people out there talking about so many different ways of doing that. And he said it has to be, there are four stages of it. And for each one, I'm presuming that, you know, it's the liver, et cetera, liver and digestion and blood and whatever. You have to have the specific things that will take it out of those areas. And I wanted, and he only went into it a little bit in terms of what those things might be. So anyone who wants can get a 30-minute consultation with him, which I intend to do, and ask him more details about that, which I would come back and report if that's okay with you. And I also, right now, am taking as a detox form the Cyto Detox, which is the name of the product, from the company of the same name. And it's zeolite, but made in nano-sized, like ionic and perhaps even part of it monoatomic, and humic and fulvic acids, which are, I think, ionic, both of them. And so I'm wondering what is known about that, what you know or anybody else who comes onto the site, and what about the detoxification, and is it consecutively, or the binding, to bind those things out of the body once they come out with a detox substance? Like some people say, it has to be successive efforts with different parts of the system, different systems in the body. What
right.
did you think about that?
Well, so what you are working with is a very large question that has, as you already have stated, many different answers. I think the real challenge with detoxing is to realize, first of all, the first step in a detox protocol is to get your kidneys up to full functionality,
mm-hmm.
to get your liver so that the toxins have been removed, and to get your colon, which is basically the third primary elimination organ, so that the toxins are eliminated from there. So what you really, in a detox program, you want to get the toxins out of the tissues throughout your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The problem with most detoxes is, and I have to say I know a number of healthcare practitioners, when they realize that detox is necessary, they've got some standard detox protocols, and they'll sort of throw them at their patient and say, here, start taking this. We know you have heavy metals. We know you have mercury. We know whatever. And this, we know that this particular detox protocol is perfect to get that out of there. Now, what happens is, first of all, they're right about that. But what happens is that the person's body is not able to eliminate the offshoot that's created by that detox protocol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the person gets sick. They really get very sick, and the body begins to shut down. Now, you've been taking the zeolite, which is a great detox protocol. It does bind to heavy metals. You can get, it's a natural food kind of protocol. I used it off and on frequently for many years. When you've done the detoxes you've done, have you gotten sick?
I know it sounds funny, but I don't know how to answer that because I'm going through a sort of a new stage now where anxiety attacks are part of it. And I can tell some things where they come from. You know, I was in the ER for that recently, and I came to understand a lot more after being in the ER in the hospital, just for 24 hours even, about, you know, my systems they declared were just fine, the oxygen and everything was, but I would not have known that otherwise. So they checked me pretty thoroughly, and, you know, physically I'm, other than Parkinson's and really bad osteoarthritis, I think, I'm better than I thought I was, and yet I have all these things, and they keep coming up much more than ever before, and this is just in the last month. And so I don't know how to answer that. I think I have not been getting, I've been working on these systems, you know, my digestive system and the liver and the kidneys too, to some extent, but not as much as I need to, I'm sure. And I'm working with a biofeedback program and being helped by others with that and different techniques and so forth. So I am doing what I need to be doing, but I'm not sure that I'm systematic enough about it. And I don't know if you can say any more about that. Or I would like also to hear about which kinds of, which particular zeolite detox substances or products you use and from what companies, because this phytodetox is much too expensive, I think.
Oh, you mean the zeolite detox you're using is expensive?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens, the one I get at the health food store is not expensive at all. It's a powder. I don't know. I think I paid $24. It lasts 2 or 3 months. It's not expensive at all. I don't have any specific expertise on brands of zeolite at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some companies that do offer a very expensive product, but the one that I use, which is very effective, is very inexpensive. I just got it at a health food store. And maybe other people could write in the chat room if you've got any experience with a source of zeolite that's, you know, one that you found is very useful. Let us know.
What is the name of it? So I go into natural grocers to get, and they might be able to order it for me.
Well, they might just have it. It's in my, we have a local natural food supplement store right down the street, and I just go in, they have a little bottle there, and the name of it is zeolite. That's all I remember, sort of a standard product. Comes in a powder or a fluid form, and, you know, that can be very, very useful. So what the comment that I would just like to make is, it sounds like the challenges have really gotten much more challenging just in the last month.
Yes, emotionally so much, yes, and physically too, because if it goes too far, then I go into spasm in my legs.
Right.
Because, the sort of sciatic difficulty set that up, I think, that it's now, you know.
Right.
I think partly the medication, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that your serotonin is way, way too low because of all the anxiety that you're experiencing. And so one of the ways to think about reversing the challenges you've had over the last month is to get that anxiety under control and get that serotonin level boosted up. When you eat, do you feel better for a while, and then do you feel worse after, you know, an hour or two?
No, except if I eat animal protein too late in the day, which means even from mid-afternoon on, I can't really do that. Or it affects my digestion, which then seems to push on the sciatic, which brings up the spasm.
Right.
It's digestive related as well.
Oh, I see. Well, all in all, there are lots of influences on these neurological challenges, of course. And the one little rule that I've learned about detoxing from these 15 years of research is do it slowly. These quick and dirty detox programs really strain the body significantly. And it's possible that maybe some of the protocols you've used have strained the body so much that that in itself could have created some just anxiety. So usually slower is better than quicker. And what I also know to be clearly true is that before doing any detox at all, before even starting, it's important to support the function of the kidneys and the liver and the colon. So that when you actually start the detox, then you can really have a successful elimination rather than challenging the body with doing more than it really is capable of doing.
Yes, I have read that and I feel it. I have to agree. And I don't know if I've been doing enough for my kidneys. I've really been working on the other two areas. I don't know about the blood, but
Now you have you're working with a naturopath doctor now?
No, I'm not. This is just someone who posts things online, and I'm going to try to get into some of his other archives if he allows the public to get into them. It's my friend who goes to him, he mentioned this one on Parkinson's, so I could get on it, and I will be able to see him for 30 minutes anyway with a free consult. And I'm going to ask him about that and what exactly he does. So I'm pleased with that. I just thought I would see if perhaps you had any archived things about detox and how to cover the binding part of it so that the systems, that, you know, the kidneys and the liver
right.
and colon are not strained.
Well, so I think I've got an answer you probably didn't expect. My answer is that everybody's body is different. Everybody's body responds differently.
Yeah.
So you'll have healthcare practitioners who have cookie-cutter kind of programs for people, like for detox programs.
Yeah.
Cookie-cutter, I mean, well, it works for a lot of people, but doesn't work for everyone. So they say, okay, use this. And the real challenge that you got is, well, what does your body need? How does your body need to be supported? What will support your kidneys so that you can have a successful detox program? So what I have done in my life is I found a naturopath practitioner who works miracles in determining how to support my body and my family's body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that, you know, we can stay healthy. And so she is in Georgia. I've never met her, but she's done a lot of work for myself and my family. And she's worked with a lot of people with Parkinson's. And so that's a resource. You could just connect and see what she does and see if that calls out to you. What I like about what she does is she does this bioenergetic saliva test. So she takes your spit. She can tell everything energetically that's out of balance in your body. And she also does these extensive tests to figure out, okay, if your kidneys are compromised, what support does your kidney need? Your kidney, not mine, not somebody else's, but yours. So it's really marvelous work. I just can't speak more highly about the effectiveness and the support that she gives to people. So let me just give you her name is, and again, she's my doctor. Her name is Ivy, her last name is Faber, F-A-B-E-R. And she's in Georgia. She's a naturopath doctor. And you can call her and, you know, and ask her these questions. I think she always talks with people who call in out of the blue and, you know, see if that might be a support that would be useful. So the questions you are asking in my sort of responses are questions that would presumably apply to everyone. In other words, what would bind successfully? But the challenge is, well, what about your body? What is your body going to respond to? Well, a lot of people who have Parkinson's symptoms, they have methylation problems. They really cannot simulate what is put into their body. So people take a lot of nutrients and supplements, and they're really wasting their money because their body's not able to translate those into what it's really needed. So the work that she does is able to identify if that's the issue. And if that's the issue, then it's a question of supporting that process rather than immediately going into a detox protocol.
I resonate with that very much because I do think my body is there. There are certain, you know, I just can't eat the way I used to, and at least I know what's going to set me off, and so I can stay within bounds of what works for me.
I would make a wild guess. You have a methylation challenge. It's not initially a detox problem. It's a methylation problem.
Oh yeah.
So it needs to be looked at from that perspective, and somebody like Dr. Faber does great work with people who have those challenges. So that's a resource you might want to consider. And again, it's not a cookie cutter kind of approach. They customized everybody depending on what their body needs. So what they're doing is they're asking your body what support it needs. That's the approach that she gives.
Do you have a phone number for her office by any chance?
Oh, I wish I did. I don't have one handy. Of course, she's been my doctor for over 20 years. I should know it by heart. Her website is the following. It's harmonyhealthinc.com. So the word harmony, HARMONY, health, HEALTH. Inc.com, harmonyhealthinc.com.
Great.
And she's from Georgia, and you can just call the office there and get some information, see if you can connect in with her and talk about the kind of work that she does.
Great. It just then becomes a question of money. could I ask you, in terms of the detoxification, I know you want to get on with other things, so just this one last thing. You have done the zeolite. Have you also done EDTA by any chance? And how did that?
Have I done what was it that you just said?
EDTA suppository.
Oh no, I haven't. I haven't done that, but it might be useful to give that a try. Do you know how to muscle test?
Yes, I do. I actually use my pendulum.
Oh, good. And did your pendulum say that would be a good thing for you to do?
I actually haven't asked it that. I've been more.
Well, ask it. Use your pendulum. Ask it. Your body will tell you the answer. Yeah. Do a little muscle testing and see what your body says. Your body is going to always give you the right answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and we look forward to hearing your progress with your program and your detox protocol.
I'll let you know. Thank you.
Yeah, please do. We would love to hear how it's going. So let me now check in with Lasko from Hungary. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you.
Well, it's great to hear you, Lasko. So what's up with you?
What about me?
Yeah, any questions or any topics you wanted to discuss, or are you just here to listen today?
I come to hear now.
You once again?
I come to hear what happened now.
Oh, good. You're here to listen. Well, Lasko, thanks so much for calling in and checking in all the way from Hungary. It's an honor and a privilege to have you a part of our Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. And now let me check in with Vanna from Texas. Vanna, hello, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. So what's up?
I can hear myself talking.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you too, Vanna.
Maybe it's because I have the broadcast on.
Oh,
I don't
right.
know. Anyway, I just got off of a 3-week vacation. And I learned about bathing. The first bath is sea salt and baking soda, which is very good for neutralizing radiation, such as radiation from your TV, chemo or your telephone. The second bath I learned about was a bath of in Clorox. It's not full strength. And that is good at neutralizing chemicals and metallics. The third bath is apple cider vinegar, which is very good for eliminating uric acid and carbon chemicals. So what you do is you get in a bath of hot water for 20 minutes. But what you do is talk to me, and I can refer you to someone to tell you how much to put in your bath water. I did the bath one for sea salt and baking soda. And I did it before I went to bed, and I was really very relaxed and just felt a lot of pressure was relieved. So I'm just telling you about that.
And what was the in the second bath that you mentioned? I didn't quite hear that.
The first bath, see, I can hear myself talking. So I don't know. Maybe I need to turn, if I turn the computer off. Well, anyway, the first bath was sea salt and baking soda. The
right.
Second bath is Clorox, but there's a certain kind of Clorox that you use.
Okay, Clorox. Okay.
And then the third one is apple cider vinegar.
Right. And these are separate baths. You could take them one day,
yeah,
second
you
day,
take
third
them,
day?
Say you take maybe two a week for starters. So like one on Wednesday and one on Friday or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like
first one I did was sea salt and baking soda. And I started small as far as the amount of sea salt and baking soda in the water. But you're talking about detoxing. This is what one good way to detox.
In a natural way, gradually over time. That's a wonderful suggestion.
So
wonderful suggestion. And one,
if someone wants to email me for more information or call me, that's fine.
And so, Vonna, give your email address and your phone number so people can connect in.
It's Vonna, V as in vodka, which I do not drink. V-A is an apple. U is an uncle. N is in Nancy. And A is an apple. 1, like the number 1, at AOL.com. And my telephone number is 609-533-1116. And I can refer them to a person who could talk with them.
Wonderful.
More knowledgeable.
And since we've had a lot of discussion about detoxing, that is a gold standard set of suggestions on natural techniques for detoxing that can be done over the course of a week and that will be very successful. Vonna, thank you so much for that suggestion. That's really wonderful information.
So don't just use any Clorox. There's a certain one that you use.
Right. You don't want to just go to the store and get a Clorox. So you better
check
the Vonna to get the right Clorox before you start doing that second bath.
We don't want you to bleach your body out.
No, that's right. You go in one color and you come out another. That would not be too smart, would it? Well, Vonna, thanks for your suggestion, and thanks for being here in our support group after returning from your vacation of 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
So let me now check in to see if we've got any chat room discussions, and it looks like no one has written any follow-ups there in the chat room. But we have had, in fact, a very fascinating discussion about detoxes today.
Okay. and different approaches for how you can detox, whether it's mold or heavy metals or toxins of various natures, and different ways of going about it. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part here and a supporter of Parkinson's recovery. It's how we pay for the many, many free services that we offer here through the Parkinson's Recovery Network. Well, thanks so much for being here. We'll, of course, send out a replay link, and, of course, we'll have a summary of the kind of topics that we discussed a little bit later here in the day or tomorrow. So thanks so much for being here. For those of you in the USA, please have a fascinating, a fun, and an engaging rest of your holiday Memorial Day. Thanks so much for being here, and that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all of the children are truly loved. Know that by the simple fact you are a Parkinson's recovery supporter, and remember that you indeed are traveling down successfully the road to recovery in your own way, in your own time, in your own fashion, and using your own approach. We look forward to connecting with you one month from today at the end of June, the last Monday, 12 noon Pacific.